The former Tennessee teacher accused of kidnapping a 15-year-old student is expected to be arraigned in federal court in Sacramento on Monday. He was arrested in California after weeks on the run with 15-year-old Elizabeth Thomas. She's being reunited with her family today, and Ed Smart, Elizabeth Smart's father, says in his mind, it's important for people to know she is a victim.
I have no doubt that Elizabeth Thomas was manipulated and groomed. And this grooming process happens. And it's kind of like that that person that abuses a child and says, well, don't tell your parents, or if you tell your parents, you're going to get in trouble. And this manipulation that tends to go on. And I think that we as a public, we need to be very much aware of it. We also need to keep our eyes open. If we see something that seems inappropriate, it needs to be reported and stopped.
Smart says although there are differences between his daughter's kidnapping and the Elizabeth Thomas case, there are also similarities. He says the biggest message he could send is that victims can return to a normal life.
But I think that also knowing that you have this loving family that is behind you, that wants you to be able to move forward and really put it behind you and not dwell on it the rest of your life. Because I think that victims/survivors out there, you know, carry a certain amount of guilt and feel responsible for, you know, some of the things that have happened to them. But I think that this is something that is really misplaced.
Smart says for now, Elizabeth Thomas and her family will need space and understanding.
I'm hoping that, you know, all of the people out there will really give her, the benefit of doubt and understand that she has been through hell and that she needs space and kindness more than anything. She doesn't need criticism. She needs kindness.
Smart also placed some blame on the school, which he says didn't intervene strongly or quickly enough before the pair disappeared.